And we're back. We are back. Had a few technical difficulties.
A few.
Yeah. You know, had to get the mic right, had to get the sound right, had to get everything in order. Right. If you've been joining us, this is the Parenting Next Gen Show. I'm Andre.
And I'm Noed.
Hey, Noed, you gotta speak up.
I know, I'm gonna work on it.
Yes.
I know.
Trying to get her out of shell a little bit, trying to get her to talk a little bit louder. Right.
In public.
Hey,
in front of people. In
talk
front of camera.
To the people. Talk to the people.
I know.
Look, you wanna hear your voice. You wanna hear your voice.
Right.
And the smile. Right? Yeah.
Hope y'all are ready.
Oh man. But now we're back.
Yes.
Another episode number
9.
Number 9. Hey, look, this is the Parenting Next Gen Show. I am Andre. This is Noed, and here we are working with parents to help guide them into strengthening their conversation and building the relationship one conversation at a time with their teens and young adults. So happy to be here.
Yes.
So happy to share this platform and some value. Right, just share some values with people, because I think it's starting to make sense.
It is.
I think it's starting to make sense a little bit.
I'm gonna get that slogan down pat.
Hey, look.
At some point,
one conversation at a time. Right, that's the piece right there.
You made it the thing. You know that.
Right? I had to, right? Because when I saw it, I said, "That's it."
Yeah.
That's it right there. That's the one. That's what parents need to hear.
Mm-hmm.
One conversation at a time. You don't have to do the whole thing. You don't have to figure it
right.
all out at one time. Hey, just one conversation at a time.
Change won't happen overnight.
There it is.
One conversation at a time. I love it.
Yeah. So we're strengthening that relationship, building that bond. But episode 9, you know, listen, it's been an exciting journey thus far.
It has.
I'm super excited.
I can't believe we're already almost at 10.
Almost at 10, double digits.
Okay.
You know what happens when we hit double digits.
We're on 100.
Hey, listen.
100
is coming.
It is.
I looked at somebody's YouTube the other day, and they had like 560 videos.
How long have they been doing the thing?
I'm not sure, but I did see some videos from like 4 or 5 years ago.
Okay. So it's taking them a minute.
Yeah, it's taking a minute.
It's that consistency.
560 videos, right?
Now,
full of content.
Is it like just one person or?
From what I saw, yeah.
Okay.
Just one person.
Wow, the dedication.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. But they have some good stuff. You know, I was kind of locked in. I went ahead and subscribed, just like we asked you guys to do.
Yes.
Like, share, subscribe. Definitely join the channel. Got a lot of great stuff here for you. And we love bringing you more and more content. So click that notification button.
I got to say, I got to give it to the people. I've been seeing some comments coming through on some of the videos. So
definitely looking for more engagement.
Thank you.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. So we got a great show lined up for you today. Got a great show lined up for you. Some good, interesting topics, some exciting topics, some thought-provoking topics.
As per usual.
But before we get into that,
yeah,
tell me, how's your week? How's your week?
Listen, my story this week, my updates have more to do with me as a child. Mm-hmm. Nothing to do with the kids.
Okay.
And those lessons eventually will carry on to the kids. My father, when I had seen him last week, he said, "Call me." Like, he was just kind of like.
Did he say call me, or did he hit you with the?
No, he's like.
Okay. See, because the reason I asked is, on a show before, we talked about that.
Yeah, but people didn't see that.
Give the kids the eye.
Yeah.
They know immediately. Like, you ain't got to say nothing.
Right. But he has to smirk, and that is how me and my dad roll. Like,
okay.
We will have our own. Like, we just get each other, and I think it's because we're so similar. Even in temperament, and we just get each other. So I'm like, okay, I'm thinking this is just normal. We're catching up. We haven't had time to talk, you know, talk away from these people here. And he calls me. It's Monday morning, and he's like, "Hey, real quick, I'm not going to take a lot of your time." He's like, "The Lord has been waking me up the last couple of days to weep for you at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning." And da 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 da. And he just like laid out 4 to 5 things he didn't know nothing about. He said, but anyway, that was it. Goodbye. And I'm just like,
that's it.
You can't just like drop and go.
That's like that mic drop and you just walk out the room.
Yeah, he's like, but anyway, I'll talk to you later. And then it's just, it brought me to a place of God reminded me that you are our child. Because, you know, women, we tend to be the praying moms and things like that. But he didn't wake up my mom. He woke him up, my dad. So he had my earthly father, you know, sent to me on a Monday morning to remind me that I am a daughter who needed some correcting. And it wasn't a punishment. It was, I'm not scolding you because I'm mad at you, correcting you because I want to take you to the next whatever. And there's some behaviors you got to change.
Where do you think that he felt you needed correcting at?
Well, some we could discuss off camera. I'm not ready to discuss with the people, but a lot of it was distractions. You know, I knew that. I knew that. God was nudging me. I just didn't pay attention.
As he usually does. As he usually does.
He already told me like 3 million times, and I'm just quick like, bolt.
Yeah, just a little quick elbow. Like, God, why? Why?
Yeah. It's like, I don't know what y'all been talking about, my two fathers, but stop. Yeah.
That's always good. Who do you think has those side conversations more? You and your dad or you and your mom?
Oh, me and my dad, 100%.
Yeah.
Sorry, mom. Yeah. No, we do. And we just get each other. Yeah.
I understand that.
But that's okay because then my younger sister would have those side conversations with mom. Like, that's their thing.
Right.
But I don't know. We just do. But it reminded me and it got me thinking into like how I parent my children. So when I correct them, I have to, I don't know. It's got me meditating. Like, do I correct out of punishment? As in, this is just flat out the consequence for your disobedience? Or am I correcting you to try to change your behavior? I don't know.
What do you find is more, I guess, apprehensible? Like, what makes more sense in the situation?
Discipline. But what do we have time for as parents? Usually punishment. It's give me that phone. You're not going somewhere. It's not.
Punishment looks different these days. Like, when I was growing up, listen, I mean, cell phones weren't that major. You know, you had that brick phone and you really couldn't speak till after 9 or something like that anyway. So
that's
that
true.
Wasn't really
those,
nothing
those
to
were
take
the
away.
Days. Right. These kids will never understand.
Listen, and everything was free after 9.
After 9.
Like if you get a call, like during the day, it was like 6:30. Yep. Call me after 9. Call me after 9. Call me after 9. Call me after 9. I got to go. So it wasn't really anything to take at that time as
right.
far as electronics, maybe a video game or something like that. But
ooh,
I think
you stay inside.
That was the punishment.
Yeah.
That was the punishment. Like, hey, you can't go outside. And like, to me, the world is shutting down. Like, that was COVID before COVID.
I was going to say.
When I, if I can't go outside. Oh,
like,
man.
What do you mean?
Listen.
Could you hear your friends hanging out outside?
Listen, I was staying in a townhouse at the time, and they used to gather right outside.
Stop.
Where we lived at in this subdivision.
Yeah.
We're in this townhouse, and all my friends used to gather, like, right outside where I lived. So I would sit in my
watching
room,
that.
Which
go
looked
down.
Into the street where they played.
Would
at.
They do that on purpose, or it just happens to be the gathering spot?
It just happened to be the gathering spot, and I just happened to have that room right there with the window that I could see all that.
What was your demeanor and your reaction to it all?
Well, I would open the window a crack just so I can hear and feel like I was still there.
Okay,
right, but it was demeaning because the next day when you got to go to school and they talking about what they did yesterday.
You weren't a part of it.
Yeah, you got to like, man, I don't want to hear about that.
Did they ever do like, ooh, you're in trouble?
Of course. I had those type of friends.
Like, petty.
Like, listen.
Petty.
I had those type of friends and I had those type of siblings. My brother used to pick at me all the time.
He's the older
anytime,
sibling.
Anytime that I'm in trouble, he used to pick.
I know. I
hated it.
You've told us and then you would take it out on your sister.
I had to. I needed some get back on somebody.
Mm-mm.
Hey, sorry, but not sorry.
What?
Sorry, but not sorry.
Survival mode, huh?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. But punishment looks different these days. My punishment now is, well, you know, I've enforced physical punishment, but not a lot.
Yeah.
And then today, I don't really have to. Mm-hmm. Like, there's no need for it. And, you know, for that, shout out to my sons, to where I don't have to do that.
So we got it together?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Same thing with mine.
Now, and I'm talking to the people, so I'm going to just be honest here, right? Now, my 3-year-old, I do have, every now and then, I got to pluck it. I got to, right on the hand, just, I got to pluck his hand. And it's to the point where he knows, because he'd be like, you know, he get the rubbing. So he knows. But for the most part, if I raise my voice just a little bit, he knows.
The effect of dad's voice.
Let me get it together. But when he's with his mom, he'll push the button.
Of course.
He'll push the button.
Listen, there's nothing like a dad's voice. I'm telling you.
And I didn't know that.
Yeah.
At first, well, I guess I kind of knew it, but
you didn't know it.
When it became prevalent to my own situation, then it was like, okay, now I get it.
So
I gotta raise my voice a little bit.
Let me ask you: does your 3-year-old, does he ever opt into just give me the poppin'? Because I saw my nephew do that last week. He told my sister just pop my hand. Like I will be this stubborn. I will not do what you're asking me to do. I will take the punishment. I was like,
and that's a different level. How old is he?
He's like 3.
Oh, that's a different level. Because my 3-year-old, he's definitely not opting for the punishment. No, look, I'm gonna cry it out.
What?
I'm gonna cry it out because hopefully that'll just get me sent to bed.
Oh, man.
So I'm gonna cry it out. Good one. So he's good. Mentally,
he's mapping.
He understands how to play his cards. But yeah, every now and then,
he's the same anymore.
It's a little pluck. Hey, look, nothing is the same.
No,
nothing. No, no sign of parenting is the same anymore.
No, I feel like they've gotten smarter, and just even watching him upload stuff and download things, and just pop my hand. Just give me the consequence. I'm not going to do what you're asking me to do. I was like,
that's different level. I don't even know where he's going to be.
Like, 10. How do you discipline that?
At 10, he's going to be. That guy's going to be a roadrunner. Absolutely.
Oh, my goodness. But other than that, how was your week?
My week was good. I think that. I shared this, but I'm going to share it again. Had a good intimate moment with my mother. So, you know, I think as you get older a little bit, you aren't as connected with your parents as you may have been. And even your grandparents. I think you start to kind of phase into just being an adult and a parent yourself. And you're not as connected as you should be sometimes. And, you know, I always recommend that you strengthen that relationship if possible, because, you know, when they're gone, they're gone.
That's it.
And you only get one mother, one father. So I was going over my mom's house, and I was actually going over there because they got a home gym. So I go over there and work out from time to time. And I was over there working out. And before I left, she was like, "Hey, look, come in here. Got something for you. Come see me before you leave." I'm like, "All right, cool. Not a problem." I go see my mom, and immediately I'm thinking, "Hey, I get miscellaneous mail over here."
Say, were you scared? We're like, what was the tone? Talk to you for a moment.
Because I know that tone.
Oh, okay. It was not that.
It won't that.
Okay.
It won't that at all. It was more of a friendly, like, "Hey, come here. I got something." Because one of two things. Either it's this mayo you want me to get out your house,
Okay.
or you're gonna bless me with a little something, something. You're gonna
Either
bless
way,
me.
you knew it wasn't a serious
Yeah,
talk.
you're gonna bless me with a little something, something. So I go see my mom. She has this note folded up. She slides it to me. She's like, "Look, open this when you get home." I'm like, "All right, cool." Wasn't no mail. So I'm like, "All right, look, I'll take it. Take it, stuff it in my pocket, go home." Pull the paper out my pocket, sit it on the dresser, go to bed. Never read it. Wake up the next morning, grab it, put it back in my pocket, go off throughout my day, never read
Yeah.
it, come back home, take it out, stick it back on the
Why
dresser.
are we not reading it?
Well, it just never really, to be honest, I don't know. I don't know. But I kept it with me.
So you were aware of its presence, so to
Yeah.
speak.
But I just didn't really know what it was, and
Were you
to me, it
nervous?
wasn't it. I don't know if the importance was immediately there to
Yeah.
like, yo, you need to read this right now. So, like I said, I kept it with me because I had intentions of reading it,
Yeah.
but throughout the day, just from moment to moment, you just lose sight of stuff. So, I get back home, I take it back out my pocket, put it on the dresser, go take a shower. I get out the shower, I'm sitting on the bed, and I'm like, "Man, let me read this note because I've been going back and forth and I
Yeah,
haven't had a
it's been
chance to read."
traveling with you.
Right. So I've kept it with me, I just haven't read it. So I go to read the note, and see, I think I might got it here with me. So I read this note and be amazed at what it said, because I was. So she passed me this note and it was folded up. And as you can see, I have it here in my wallet.
Still traveling with him.
Still traveling with it. But the note said to my son, "Close my eyes only but for a moment, and suddenly a man stood where my boy used to be. I may not be able to carry you now in my arms, but I will always carry you in my heart. You have given me so many reasons to be proud of the man you are becoming and have become. But the proudest moment for me is telling others that you are my son." Man,
Absolutely beautiful.
very, very beautiful. Shout out to my mom. And this was just like a random thing she did. She
Did she say why? Like what?
we never really talked about why or what it was. I was just appreciative of getting that from my mom. Because again, like I said, as you get older and you're a parent of yourself, you don't really focus too much on that connection between you and your parents. So, I mean, me and my mom aren't in a bad place. We've always been pretty good. We're not as close as maybe we used to be.
Yeah.
And that's just, for a number of
Part of life.
reasons. Yeah. So I was super excited to get that from her. Like I said, now I just carry it around in my wallet because I was reading a story one time before, and was a guy, I can't remember his name, but he had a very similar situation. His mom gave him a note, and she passed away.
Wow.
And I think he may have been carrying the note in his shoe or something, but he just always carried the note around with him, and I remembered that. So that's really why I stuck it in my wallet, just in remembrance
Yeah.
all the time of my mom. Love you, mom.
You gotta save those things. I have something similar that I still save with me. A voicemail from maybe 2 to 3 birthdays ago from my mom. She said something similar to that, and it's like, I'm so scared of losing the voicemail. I have multiple copies, but I think it's beautiful just to take the moment and just say what you gotta say.
Oh, absolutely.
Acknowledge and honor, just do it because life is short.
Very much so. We see that every single day. Life is short. People are leaving here well before their time. So definitely make the most of it while they're
Yeah.
here and cherish those moments and create new experiences.
Now, have you considered writing or been inspired to write stuff like that for your kids?
I can't say that I have,
Because you're getting a lot of notes. You're
Right.
getting a lot of notes. So you got one from your son, got one from mama.
So for me, it's more so talking about them in spaces like this.
Okay.
Right? It's just expressing my love for them and things that we go through and, you know, just the challenges that we face together. And so that's pretty much my note to them.
Okay.
You know, talking about it and really just putting it out there.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely.
And absolutely. They'll have plenty of episodes to refer to.
Oh, very much so. And this plus. This is something that will forever live on.
That's right.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
Like, what will our kids think down much like down the line?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I saw somebody talk about that, and that's really what clicked in my mind. Like, look, this is something, this is like a video yearbook almost.
It is.
Right? So they can come back to this when they're my age and they got kids of their own that's their age, and they can be like, yeah, this is what your granddad did.
That's crazy.
Yeah. This was your granddad.
Oh, that's
this is
exciting.
Who he was. This is what he was about. And so this is so, so important and pivotal, again, to parents, because this is you getting out not only your emotion, but man, how you feel about your kids and mm-hmm. what you want to be remembered by.
Yes. So, imparting those words of wisdom.
Absolutely.
And even discussing the challenges. When the kids were little, I don't know why I stopped. I would every so often journal. Like, I would put a little picture of where they're at and would say things like, you know, this is how you are with your sibling and now you got on everybody's nerves or right. you're happy and this is your latest song. Just to kind of, I don't know, document in a way where they're at and where I'm at in the parent or was in the parenting at that time. But I think we ought to do that.
We have to. Because if you think about it now, you go to your grandmother's house. The documentation is that photo album that's stuffed in the drawer, right? And it may be a bunch of photos in
yes.
there. But now, in this new era, this is our photo album.
It is.
They can come back and watch these videos because they'll forever live on. And be like, yo, yeah, that's my dad. That's
yeah.
my mom, you know.
So. In real time, because I feel like the adults, the older we get, the more amnesia we have.
Oh.
We end up, like, making it look cute or more dramatic than it really was.
Listen. I'm the adult right now that I walk in that room right there and forget what I went in that room for. Like, why did I even come in here? You know what? Let me backtrack.
Sorry. What did I come here for?
I'm that adult. So it definitely leaves you sometimes. So, yeah, definitely make more memories. Create more memories.
Oh, my goodness.
But no, man, we got a great show lined up for you. I'm super excited. We got some good topics here to discuss regarding parenting. And also, if you're watching this and you can relate to what we're talking about here, you have any insight, definitely leave some comments. And hey, send us some topics that you would like to hear discussed on the show. We love to read those. We love to get them discussed here for you. Maybe we can provide some insight and shed some light on some things. So,
right. That would be awesome to absolutely. Be able to start answering you guys' questions.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's definitely the space for it. So you told me that you had some stuff that.
I say some
you
stuff.
You wanted to kick
I
off.
I say some stuff. I had a question.
Because I got some stuff now.
You want to go first?
I mean, listen, if you're ready to answer these, you got to be ready to answer these.
You're ready with your thought-provoking questions. Okay,
you got to be ready to answer these.
All right, bet. Let's
so,
see.
Let me see. And we're just going to get right into this. We're just going to jump right in.
Yeah. Right? Listen, guys.
No life raft.
I have no clue what he's about to ask.
Listen. Because normally we put it on the board.
We have this
I was
board.
Like, we ain't even
put
it
Why
on
did
the
we
board.
Not put stuff on
uh-uh.
the board?
Not today. We just, boom, just jumping straight in it. Just right in it. So, kind of going back to what we were just talking about, right? And us being parents ourselves, seeing how we were raised by our own parents.
Mm-hmm.
What's one thing, or what's something you wish you would have been told before you had kids? What's something you wish you would have been told before you had kids?
I think I would have liked to have known that I would perpetually, forevermore, carry them with me heavily. It would constantly question whether I'm a good parent or not. Nobody talks about that.
Whether you're a good parent or not?
Yeah. Like, am I doing this right? And then, you know, when they're out of this house, out and about, I still carry them with me. Like, I know they're good, but it's like,
So where do you get that answer from, right? If that's a question that you kind of hold, like, man, am I doing this parenting thing right? Or do they appreciate what I'm like, where do you get that answer from?
you just know. Now, whether they appreciate it or not, we know they're not going to appreciate it till they become parents. Like, that's just circle of life. And that's okay. I think you just have to gauge it. And maybe you don't know the answer. It's one of those questions you won't have the answer to. But nobody warned me, like, hey, welcome to parenthood. This is your perpetual state of being. Am I doing this right? The decisions I'm making for the family, am I doing this right? Like, yeah.
I mean, I used to hear that a lot, like, wait till you're a parent of your own. Wait till you're a parent. Wait till you have
I have
kids.
said that, and I'm
Yeah.
like, stop. Stop.
I think it can get you in the mindset of, because for a long time I was against kids. I was like, no, nah, I ain't having no kids.
Do you want to have no kids?
Not at first. Not at first. I was like, nah, I ain't. Because I think it's always good to have an example before you.
Yeah.
And I had an example before me. I had an older brother
And
who
that made you want to be like,
I was like,
no.
nah, I'm good. I'm good. I'm all right. I'm all right. But, you know,
Here you are.
here I am. And listen, I think many people have said that. Like, you know, I ain't having kids. Yeah, but you're not doing the right thing either.
What do you mean?
Now, using no protection.
What?
You ain't wrapping it up.
You're not trying, but you're not avoiding.
Exactly. So, like, it's bound to happen.
Yeah.
So, even though you say you ain't trying to have no kids, but
You're
you're
not
working on a
avoiding.
kid.
Yeah.
You know, so I just think as you step into that domain, now being a parent, you kind of think back on, man, I wish somebody had told me this, or I wish I had known this before becoming a parent. Because again, like you said, you don't know what you don't know.
Yeah.
So now that
Learn
you're
on the
a
job.
parent, man, you learning on the fly. You learning on the fly.
What's your answer to this question?
Now look, I wish somebody told me, man, you're gonna be broke for a long time.
Kind of knew that.
You're gonna be broke for a long time. Nah, I think if I had to pinpoint something that I wish I'd have known, it's probably how quickly you're going to change. Like I don't think that part is, I mean, I've never heard that talked about.
No.
How quickly you change as now you go from not being a parent and responsible for yourself to now responsible for another human life.
Yes.
And I'm not talking to the people that don't take that responsibility. I'm talking to the people that say, you know what? There is no other choice. I got to do everything that I got to do.
That.
So to me, that was, if I could put, you know, just one thing that I wish I'd known, like how quickly you're going to
They
change.
did to that mode.
Yeah, because it's a different mode when you become a parent.
Yes.
And you see parents now, right? Like, they're fighting tooth and nail to keep it together sometimes.
Yes.
Going through mental health challenges, getting up every day, going to work, getting to it, making sure the lights stay on, making sure the kids have what they need. Like,
Yeah.
listen, you change very
Like
quickly.
that. You have no choice.
You don't.
Sink or swim.
And you keep changing. You
Yeah.
keep changing throughout the years. And I was talking to somebody the other day, and we were talking about them in their relationship. She lost herself. She lost herself because it was so much about everybody else. Mm-hmm. She forgot about her.
I've been there. I think it happens to a lot of women.
Right. And again, nobody tells you about that.
Because it doesn't happen overnight.
But it's happened to people, though.
Yes.
So, but again,
nobody tells you.
If you had been married for 10 years and we're friends and I'm about to get married and you went through that right there where you lost yourself, you're not telling me that when I'm about to get married.
Because a lot of people have normalized it. Like, this is what it is. You have to fight to be yourself.
But again, that, I think that should be a conversation.
They're not going to tell you that.
But why? Why would you keep that from me?
Nah, you'll learn.
See,
enjoy the moment.
See, that's what I'm saying.
People
right?
will do that, though.
That people will do that, and they don't talk about
it. Like, have kids. It's good to have kids.
Oh, you got the family, and oh, it's so beautiful, and this, that, and the third. Hey, but 6 years in, you're going to lose yourself. You ain't going to know who you are. You're not going to recognize yourself when you look in the mirror. You're going to hate yourself. You're going to you're going to go crazy.
Yeah.
Like, nobody talks about that.
No. Why do you think that is, though? To gatekeep?
Listen.
To not talk about their own struggles?
I know we gatekeep, like, certain information when it comes to, like, business or, like, things that, oh, man, I feel like I got this, ain't nobody else got it, so I'm not going to share it. It's like, we gatekeep certain things, but when it comes to, like, social pressures and things that
talk about it
can really move us in a different direction, knowing how strong and crazy mental health stuff is nowadays, like, why would you gatekeep something like that?
Right. But I think people don't like to be vulnerable either. It's like, at the same time, we share, but then we don't share.
We can't talk
about that struggle.
Just like the one you didn't want to talk about a few minutes ago?
No, because I'm going through it in real time. Okay. I mean, I don't mind talking about it off camera. It's just I'm not ready to share with the public yet because I'm going through it in real time.
No pressures.
No, I'm an open book. I will answer any question. I got no problems. Yeah. I welcome the questions.
Okay.
Yeah.
Listen, I got it.
I got a phone full of questions.
And
whatever.
But no, I think, again, I think this is a good question to ask because I'm sure everybody will have some type of different reference as to, man, I wish I would have been told that before I got here, before I got into this, you know, and it just, it don't really have to just be in regards to parenting. It could be anything.
Anything. Yeah. Like, I remember when I had Natty, I just sat in the hospital just staring at her like, hi, like, you're here and I don't know what to do with you now.
Like, froze, like, you just stuck.
I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm responsible for a human for real.
Hey, definitely changes. Mm-hmm. Definitely changes. It's like, man, this is going to be with me forever.
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 Ever.
I created this person.
And clearly you never stop being a child. I mean, I was a child this week and it's just like, oh, this really goes on forever.
Listen, I'm still a child. Listen, I have a hobby.
Uh-huh.
I like to build Legos. That's very, very childlike. I don't say childish, childlike. I like to build Legos. So I got a whole thing in my one of my rooms that like I got like 4 or 5 Lego sets that I built.
Yeah. How long have you been into Legos?
Probably since I was, since I was like maybe 10 or 11.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's your thing.
Yeah. I like Legos. So again, you never lose that kid-like feeling or aspect of things. Right. I think many people suppress it.
You just gotta be an adult and be mature.
But when you got kids, like, sometimes you gotta show that side of it.
Yes. And play with them.
Exactly. Exactly. So that's a good bonding moment. That's good to strike up conversations. You know, all those little things that we kind of overlook.
It just brought me back to when my son was little, I used to sword fight with him. Yeah, like full-fledged, one hand in the back, and used to sword fight.
Oh, y'all jousting.
I got to do that over the weekend with my nephew, and it was like, whoa, like I got to live that again. I mean, boy wore me out,
Listen,
but
listen, listen.
I still got it.
It's good times. It's good
Still
times.
got it.
It's good times. And I love now that my 14-year-old is heavily into basketball
Yeah.
because that was my thing,
You did think?
you know, back when I was his age. So now that he's so into it, that kind of brings me back to that time. And, you know, when we go to the gym together and we kind of working out together and stuff, I
It's
just,
a bonding time.
exactly. And it shows him that, hey, dad is whatever it is, dad is right here with
Yeah.
me. So,
It's not all correction and conversation.
look, I made a post today.
You did.
I made a post today, and I'm watching Kirk Franklin, DC Young Fly, Country Wayne, get the other two guys' name, but they were, I don't know if it's a show or some podcast. I don't know what it is.
Something.
It's called Den of Kings.
Okay.
And they're sitting at a table with Kirk Franklin and they're talking about fatherhood and men issues. And
Okay.
oh my God, just the clips that I saw, I was
You're
just
really
so
into
locked
it?
in, so locked in that I just went and looked for more of it.
Yeah, couldn't get enough.
Yeah, so I'm hoping that continues because I'm really tuned into that. I love what they're talking about, but DC Young Fly said something, and I had to repost that. He said, "Aggression is not correction." I said, "That was deep. Aggression
That
is not
correction.
correction."
Okay, walk us through that.
So everybody has a temperament, right? And whatever it is, sometimes your temper goes from zero to 100.
Makes you human.
Exactly. And it's a human trait, right? Everybody gets upset. But usually we use that as our way to correct things. Like, oh, because I'm mad and I'm getting loud, that's going to fix whatever this is. Or that's going to make this go my way because that's not
Like,
correcting the issue.
no.
So that right there, one, it was very relatable to me because I've done that in the past where I immediately go to that.
So
That's,
there's no escalation, it just
well,
straight to
that
that.
is the
That
escalation. That is
is
the escalation.
the There,
I start off
it doesn't
like
happen
this.
progressively, it just happens bam.
It just goes immediately to aggression.
Do you think there's ever a time where it is appropriate to go from 0 to 100 and I need you to hear what I'm saying?
Well, I wouldn't say 0 to 100. I would say maybe 0 to 40, 0 to 50, right? Like you go to 100, 9 times out of 10, you're seeing red.
And nobody's listening.
And nobody, not
Just
even you.
watching you crash out.
Like you are all the way there. So I wouldn't say 0 to 100 in any situation unless it's something where, hey, my kid or my family's in danger and I have
That's
to do that.
different. That's different.
But anything else, I don't. I think now, and this is more mature me talking, because I'm willing to listen and talk it out. I'm look, listen and talk. If we can't figure it out from that, then maybe this issue is that far gone.
Like there's no solution to it?
I think there's solution to anything, but the solution has to come from both sides. We have to be in agreement of a solution. I can't just offer the solution because, again, if you don't think that there's a solution to be
You
had,
lose the solution.
right. So, and again, it's just more mature me talking, you know, because I was once at a point where, Look, I ain't trying to talk. I don't want to hear nothing. I'm stubborn. Look, I'm going straight to aggression.
So did that happen overnight for you? Like, what clicked? What clicked?
Well, I think it's, again, it's the maturity in one that you seek. You seek that level of maturity to where it's, look, I don't feel like, one, I don't want to argue. Of course, we may disagree. We might have a difference of opinion, don't see eye to eye. That's cool. But we can still have this conversation in a more adult manner. So I don't want to do those things. I don't desire to do those things anymore. Hey, let's figure out a solution. Let's put our heads together. Even if we're in a disagreement, hey, we can find some common ground. So,
So the emotional intelligence kind of coming into play here.
absolutely. You get older and
A little
things
wiser.
go wild.
I want to say a little less stubborn,
Hey man,
but
what my man Marvin Sapp say? A little wiser.
what
Yeah, listen, man,
are you about to sing here?
I was about to go there.
And then decided not
Know, I had to say, hey, close the church doors, nobody leave. Shout out to Marvin
Okay.
Sapp, man. Shout out to Marvin Sapp. But I, you know, it's just me just growing. So that was growth. Growth for me, and you just feel better when you approach things like that.
That's true. I think you get a better outcome.
You
Because let me tell you, I feel like we're a cooler generation of parents.
do.
Our parents didn't talk.
Oh, they talk while they were in action.
That's true. That's true.
They talking and in action all at the same time.
Now these kids get a version of us that's, a little wiser. We
So
talk about
calm.
things.
Yeah,
Let's
like
address issues and mental health and wow.
we're gonna talk it out. We're gonna talk it out.
I wonder what kind of parents that's going to lead them to become. That's going to be an interesting sight to see.
That is a good question. That's a good question. Because I think the difference now is that you're seeing a lot of them become parents at a younger age.
Really?
You're starting to see more younger people become parents.
What's younger? When you say younger, like what's the early 20s, like
Early 20s.
I mean, but
Early
weren't we in our
20s.
early 20s?
Well, we were, but when I say early 20s, I mean like, hey, 20, 21, like right on the brink, or 18, 19. Like they're right in that like age range.
Okay.
So you're starting to see a little bit more of that. And I think even though we were having kids in our 20s, I think we were still further along in our development.
Do you now see younger kids trying to have kids and stuff like that? Well, maybe don't do that. Don't do
Right. Because you're still very much a kid yourself. Even up to the point of, just knowing how to take care of yourself. Like,
Especially with the economy the way it is,
it's crazy.
it's a hot mess.
It's crazy. And a lot of them don't understand what's really going on. So, again, you being a young parent in today's world and what's going on, look,
I wonder if our parents thought that about us when we were that young.
possibly. But I mean,
And not talk.
because the interesting thing about that is, and this kind of leads me into my next question. All right. Are you a safe parent?
What does that mean?
So when I'm talking about safe, like, do you keep your kids away from everything? Like, are you that parent that says, hey, look, I want to shield them from world, I want to shield them from like, hey, I don't think you should hang out with them people. I don't think you should go over here. I don't think you should watch that. I don't think you should listen to this. I don't think you should do that. You know, because the reason I'm asking that, I know a family where they don't allow their daughter to be on social media. Like, and she's in high school now. She's in high school. No social media. You can't go out and hang with any friends. It's certain, like you can only listen to music that your parents approve to. You can only watch movies that the parents approve of. Like very, very sheltered.
You just described me and my
Hey,
teens.
so I to me, like that safe parent, like I'm gonna shield you from everything.
Yeah.
And then when you become an adult and you're free to kind of go out into the world, it's like you don't really know how to maneuver.
Not at all. You look like an idiot, quite frankly.
So would you say that's more harm than good?
Yes. I mean, I get, well, I don't want to assume why this person you're referring to, why they're doing it. You know, my parents did it as a way to keep us from getting corrupted and things like that. I get it. I get it. But it's like you just go into the world feeling stupid. Like, man,
Blind, almost.
stupid.
I was trying to say, hey, what's up? Look, I was trying to say.
You told me to get out the show and I threw the show away. I mean, it got to the point, you know, I think I'm better now, but sometimes cultural references, I used to have the telco workers and stuff. Come on, you know I get a pass. I'm like, oh yeah, I forget, you get a pass. But it took a lot to catch up. A lot. So the point is, you're not sending your kids prepared and they're going to be exposed to it anyway. So why not give them the exposure and show them how to navigate with said exposure?
What if the parents don't know how to navigate themselves? Do you think that could be a reason why they do that?
I really think it's more fear of their child becoming corrupted or control.
Corrupted is such a
It's
such a heavy word.
like an ick term.
Yeah, like when you say corrupted, like what do you mean exactly?
Like, ooh, I think parents think the worst. Either you're gonna end up in drugs or something crazy,
Right,
like wrong crowd.
okay.
You're gonna, you don't know, talk to terrible strangers online, yada yada. They just picture the worst.
Right.
I don't think they see the positive of said exposure, which could have its positive attributes.
But you know, and I get it. You want the best for your kid. You don't want them to fall into a trap and get caught up in some foolishness out there, right? But as parents, even my parents, like they went through some stuff because it was a totally different time when they were growing up
Just free
in the
for all.
70s and
Just
80s.
a free for all.
Man, listen, like it was drugs everywhere.
I wonder if that's why they're like, no.
Was drugs everywhere, you know, and it's crazy. And I hope she don't kill me for this if she's watching. I recently asked my mom, when she was coming up in, you know, her young adult years, like, did she ever do any heavy drugs? And she was like, there was something back then called crank. Never heard of this before, but she said something called crank. And
You're
it was
asking the juicy questions.
yeah, like I didn't know.
Yeah.
I like to know stuff. So I was like, hey, have you ever did any heavy drugs? And she was like, you know, we smoke a little weed, but there was this thing called crank that they used to do. I was just like, yo. And you know, me and my sister joked about it for a while, but it wasn't anything like too heavy. It was just, I guess, a form of marijuana or something like that. But it was just funny to know that and hear that because I had never heard that story
Were
before.
you shocked or no?
Not really, because again, I think everybody had their time where they tried something. Like everybody, and again, I'm not talking about any heavy drugs,
No.
right? But you tried something in your time growing up. Because I tried smoking cigarettes. And the crazy thing is the reason that I tried it was because I was just curious. We were living, I think we might have been living in Hampton at the time. And where we were living at, we had this big backyard, and we had this big, like, big window that kind of looked into the backyard. But when where the window was, it was like a little window sill. So like I could go in the back and be up under that window sill and you couldn't see me.
See, yeah.
Right. So
Sneaky little spot.
yeah, nice little sneaky spot. So there was some cigarettes, and I don't even think they were my mom's. Right. I don't know
Well,
whose
thank
they
God.
were, but there was a pack of cigarettes in the refrigerator. And I don't know why the cigarettes are in the refrigerator. Right.
That's a
But
good question.
great question. And I need to ask somebody, like, why do you put cigarettes in the refrigerator? But again, whatever.
And if you older folks know, please tell
Please
us.
tell us. So I go and sneak one of those cigarettes, and I go to this little hiding spot right in the backyard, and I'm sitting back there.
How old were you?
I don't even remember. I remember the story. I just don't remember
Remember
how
the
old I
age? Yeah,
was. So I'm sitting back there, and I'm hitting this cigarette, and I'm trying to puff the cigarette, and a little bit of smoke is coming out. But I'm like, this is what is this? Like, I didn't really get anything from it.
didn't get why do people do that?
A lot of people smoke packs of cigarettes. I've never been a cigarette smoker,
No.
ever. And like I said, that was my first time like trying a cigarette, but I was like, yeah,
There's no
didn't get anything
interest.
from it.
No. I would say that probably the most curious thing, but I was already kind of an adult. I was an adult. I would have to say tequila, thanks to a Mexican restaurant.
Shout out to the tequila. Shout out to the
Listen.
tequila. I have many tequila run-ins.
Yeah, good times.
Yeah.
And then I would have to say cigar, but that's because I'm so intrigued as to how they harvest cigars and the different type. I don't know, this thing with me and cigars, just kind of how they're put together and all that. And I'm like, well, I know a lot about them, so let me try it. My thing, but yeah. But I think that's it.
Think for us though, and kind of going back to, being a safe parent.
Yeah.
See, my mom kind of gave us a little bit of freedom. Not immense freedom
But
to
some
where, but
freedoms.
some freedom, right? To kind of go out and experience life a little bit. And, to me, and she might even confirm this, she had the wherewithal that, okay,
Every time you say that word,
right, like I've raised them in a manner that they know. Even if you kind of teeter in that line, you
No.
know,
I mean,
like,
like if,
okay, let me step
well,
back for a minute.
wait, did you grow up with the DARE program?
I remember those. I used to come
Yeah.
to the school and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder if that has something to do with it. Because they really try to scare us into not doing drugs.
Listen. Those commercials were crazy. Those commercials were
Little
crazy.
DARE
I ain't even
program.
gonna lie. But it made you, it did one of two things, I think.
Yeah.
Either it made you say, yeah, I don't wanna go down that road
Can't
and
go to
because
beaches.
drugs are whack and bad or whatever. Or it made you say, man, I'm gonna try it
Like,
just
what's the big
cause. Like,
deal?
why y'all like, cause listen. I think they was doing that back in the 80s when the epidemics was happening. You didn't have DARE out here
No.
telling people don't, because everybody was doing drugs.
Because I feel like that was like, there was like what, 94-ish, 90.
Somewhere in there, because it had got that bad.
Remember the t-shirts that come into the school? Like it
Yeah.
was a huge
Yeah.
thing.
They had all kind of programs,
Listen, if
everything.
you guys remember the DARE program, I want to know in the comments. And did it work on you?
If you have any paraphernalia from back then. Anything, because they used to give out a lot of stuff.
The stickers,
Yeah,
the
shirts, all kind of stuff. They used to have a lot of stuff back in the day.
insane.
That's crazy. But now, do you think it would work if it was still around now?
I think the kids would be like so late.
Maybe like, man, if y'all don't
So
get out of here with
funny.
that,
You guys don't even get what's going on.
I can't relate. I don't want to. I don't want to hear.
They get creative now because now they can order drugs to be a like snap with emojis and stuff like that.
I think it's interesting now because And you know, I'm gonna just say this, because of the work that I do, I meet or run into, you know, a lot of teenagers now. And some of them have no problem letting you know that they've either tried marijuana or currently do marijuana.
So socially accepted.
Yeah. They drink or have tried
at a young age.
I'm talking like high school. This ain't even young adults. This is like
high school.
And some of them have even done this with their parents.
Are you serious?
Absolutely. Because the parent will say, I'd rather you do it here than out there.
I've heard that before.
Yeah.
Do you think that's more harmful than anything?
I think it can be.
Hmm.
Because I don't think that the teenager is ready to handle the effects of it.
Their little bodies aren't.
Not at all. Not at all. And if you do it here, you're going to do it out there.
Of course. It's like you're comfortable.
And you have access to it.
Mm.
You can get it from anywhere.
That's true.
So, hey, and the excuse will be, oh, well, my mom or my dad, let me do it at home.
They were okay with it.
Yeah, I can do it.
They knew I did this.
So, I think now it's again, we're just in such a different time. So, being a safe parent isn't as safe anymore, right? I think you do have to kind of open the door a little bit and let them maybe roam around a little bit.
Within reason, yeah.
Within reason, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But I think it still comes down to how they're being raised,
mm-hmm.
right? Because the values that you instill, because for me, again, I always go back to my own example. Listen, I was scared of my mom.
The healthy fear.
Listen, I was terrified to have to come home and be like,
have explaining to
I did this and knowing that I shouldn't have did it. So I'm gonna tell you about another time real quick before we move on.
If you have all the good anecdotes.
I got stories on top of stories. And hopefully the people can relate. Because, you know, I was just living life. I was living life. So I had a village, right?
Okay.
And shout out to the people that have a village. Get you a village.
Yes.
Because a lot of things can get you through. Because the village will come to your rescue.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I say that to say this. There was a time where hanging out with some of my friends, and you know when the vibe don't feel right. Mm-hmm. You know when, like,
sense is going on.
Yeah, you like, ah, man, I know I shouldn't be doing this, but I mean, but I'm here with them, and I don't want them to think away.
You don't right? play either.
Right. Like, I don't want them to, yeah, I don't want to be pushed out the circle.
Like, yeah, yeah.
So, we out with a friend of mine, and matter of fact, the guy that I told you about that was going to confirm about the party, I think he was with us.
What?
I think he was with us, too. So we're out, and the guy that we're out with, he's the driver. He who's in his car. We go to a store, and I didn't know at first, but it dawned on me a little bit later after we left the store. Like, oh, these guys are shoplifting. they shoplifting. So we go to one store. He goes in, comes out with some stuff, gets in the car. We go off to another store. And again, at this moment, I kind of know what's going on, but I don't say, all right, man, I need to get up out of here and go home. Or I need to get up out of here and get away from
you
it.
Just...
I stay with it. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times, that's what kids do, right? You just stay with it.
Yeah.
Even though you know
stuff. You know better, you just...
Right, you know better, you just stay with it. So I stay with it. We go to this next store. So he goes in and gets some. And now he comes back to us like, hey, yo, y'all go get something. Hey, y'all get something. So my other friend, he like, nah, man, I don't see nothing in here I want. Yeah, it's something that you want. You just didn't want to do it.
Yeah.
So me, I'm like,
Bet.
I'm gonna try my hand. I'm gonna try my hand at it. So I go down the aisle and I'm super nervous because I'm looking around.
You know better.
I know better, but this is not something that I've done or I do.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm nervous. I'm looking around, but he's like, man, just go ahead and get it. Just go ahead and get it. So I'm sitting in the aisle and I grab something. I don't even remember what I grabbed, but I grab something and I stuff it down my shorts, right, and put my shirt over. And I'm just kind of standing there. And instead of me going to just walk out the store,
yeah.
I say, you know what?
Could you linger?
I'm going to grab something and go pay for something so it don't make it seem like I'm stealing. So I'm trying to outthink myself.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I get up to the counter. And I'm paying for this thing, and I'm not seeing that one, a security guard dressed in plain clothes is standing like right next to the door. I don't see him go over there, but he's sitting there.
Yeah.
So I pay for this thing, and mind you, the friend that I was with, he just stole something. He already outside in the car. Both of them, they're gone.
Lingering.
Right. So I'm still kind of lingering, and I'm trying to pay for this thing to just throw it off, and so I can get up out of here. So as I pay for it, I get to the door. He comes up to me and says, hey, man, I need you to step back in for a minute. I'm like, yo, what's up, man? What's going on? He's like, yeah, man, come with me. Mm-hmm. Takes me to the back room.
Are you scared?
And so I had never been that scared in my life.
Oh,
and never been that scared. Because in my mind, I'm thinking, what is my mom about to say? I don't even care that I just stole something.
It's what my mom is about to say.
What is my mom going to say about this?
Yeah.
So he takes me to the back room. He's like, yo, man, take it out. I'm like, what you talking about? He's like, man, look, I know you stole something. And I'm trying to act like I ain't got nothing.
Can't even lie.
He said, man, look. He's like, either you give it to me now or we'll have the police come in here. Immediately, I drops my pants. Like, yo, I ain't got nothing. And
there it was.
There it was. And I gave it to him. So he was like, look, he's like, why? What did you
What's
do?
What's the point?
I was like, man, I don't know, man. I'm, you know, I just go into like, man, I was stupid, man. I don't know why I did it. You know, my bad, whatever, whatever. He was like, well, you know, we got to call your parents.
Oh, did he?
So he was like, here's the phone.
Oh, you have to make the call.
So here's where the village comes in.
Okay.
Because I called a friend of the family. And he came and got me and acted as he was my dad.
Okay.
So shout out to the village because my mom never knew about that situation.
Till today.
I'm way too old now to get in trouble.
We confessing today because I have a similar story.
Listen, but what I'm saying for this is because look, we try stuff. We've tried stuff. We know y'all are trying stuff, and again, you just got to understand the person that you got to answer to is really how, and I don't want to say how scared you are of them, but how much of a disappointment do you want to bring them?
Mm-hmm.
That's the real question. How much of a disappointment do you want to bring them?
How much of the wrath do you want
to feel?
Mm-hmm.
Because one, I didn't want to bring my mom disappointment, and I really didn't want to feel that wrath at all. So what I thought about was to call him, and he came and got me. But my friends were sitting outside. They was like, yo, man, we didn't know what to do, man. We was like, yo, we didn't know who to call, man. You was in there, man. You got caught, man. And, man, we didn't want to leave you. And I'm just like, yo, man, take me home.
Call
take
today.
Me home. Because I'm, listen, that was a crazy time. But, again, it's...
Kids will do stuff.
Kids will do stuff. But I think that sometimes you have to allow that to happen because I never had an instance like that ever again.
You learned that day.
Absolutely. And I never did that ever again.
Learned that day.
So I think those learning lessons, right, they're so important, because with a safe parent, when those things happen, right, there's no room to fail. So when you do become older and you get out there and something happens, oh man, it destroys you.
You think they're still gonna call the parents?
You calling no parents? That's out of the question. Yeah, you on your own. You on your own. So, but yeah, that was crazy.
Crazy.
That was crazy. So, you know, I got more questions.
I know you do.
Yeah, I got more questions. Mm-hmm. And it's just like that. It's just that.
My goodness, no. Fun times, though. You know, I wonder how much our parents haven't confessed to their parents. Start asking good questions.
That is a good question, because I'm pretty sure my mom and my dad are still holding on to things that they've done that their parents know nothing about.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
Have you ever had one parent rescue you and like not tell the other parent on something you did?
Oh, of course.
Okay.
Of course.
But you really got stories.
Of course. Listen, I remember a lot. You know?
You can't remember what you went to go to the room to get, but you remember
Cause,
stuff.
Because my brain is foggy and it's all cluttered with all the other
memories. Memory's full.
Yeah. But I was looking at something on Threads.
My favorite place these days.
Yeah, I love Threads.
Me too. But I was told you can't tell people how cool it is. We'll start flooding Threads.
Oh man, listen.
We got on this Threads. We got a missing gatekeep. Out. That's the one thing apparently we got a gatekeep.
Oh man, you missing out. Missing out.
You may not get it.
Good. Threads is good. So I was looking at this post that somebody made, and it really got a lot of attention. Like, I think it might have been like maybe 300-400 comments.
Serious?
Yes. Yes. And here's the scenario, right? So I think this lady and I don't know if they were married, but they were living together.
Okay.
All right, lady and a man, they were living together. And I think the lady had kids by another guy.
Okay.
And the father of her kids, he fell on hard times. Okay. He was in a bad place financially. Okay. I think he had got kicked out of his place. She asked the guy, can he move in here with us?
Yikes.
So, the question was that was posted was, if your kid's father or mother is down bad financially, would you allow them to live with you? I'm gonna sit back and just let you go.
I've had to make this decision.
Really? Talk about it. Talk about it.
I mean. Oh gosh, I haven't told family. This is insane.
They're watching.
So, I mean, I know I haven't divulged like a whole lot, which again, I'm an open people, you know, I ask me anything, I will answer. But the way things ended, it was pretty bad. Turns out he was diagnosed with schizophrenia. So a lot of the stuff, not everything, but a lot of the stuff that he did, terrible manic episodes, very dangerous. But, you know, he was forced by the courts to get it together. He was forced to medicate just so he could stand trial and whatnot. So when he got out, after doing what he did, he went on to live with his mom. And he seemed better. So I'm like, okay, you seem better. We're done. But
how long was this after you guys had split up?
About a year. He was in a mental institution for almost a year.
Okay.
And so, knowing that you did what you did, but you're still my children's father, like I would still check in. I was still legally married to him, so they would still call me and give me updates on him. And when he got out, he moved in with his mom, and I'm like, okay, whatever medication you were under, they got you good. We're done. But you're healthy enough to where, okay, we could, I think it's safe for us to co-parent. And I've never wanted the court involved in family matters. So we just verbally agreed, whatever, you pick up the kids, I'm okay, you want to pick them up, whatever. Everything was cool. But then he decided I don't want the medication anymore and just kind of started to digress a little bit. And part of how it starts is I don't want to work. I don't want to have a job.
That's what he was saying.
Oh yeah. It was a whole thing. You just kind of become paranoid where you're like, oh, people at work are after me. Like you just start behaving crazy.
I just wonder how people get into that type of mode mentally.
I don't know. It was I couldn't I still don't have the answers. It was just one day, 2014, the declaration was made to everybody. I am never working again in my life. What are you supposed to do with that?
That's crazy.
Yeah, so off the meds. So then issues started happening with mom. Mom wasn't having it. Mom, because we know how bad it could get. Mom was like, you gotta go. Mom told him, you gotta go.
His mom.
Yeah. So now my children's father's living in a car. Homeless in a car. And it's like, what do you do with that? He knocked on our door. It's like, can I stay with y'all so I can get it together? Now, mind you, we were just free. And it's like, just have a seat because I needed time to process. And he stayed with us for about 2 weeks. And then I remember how bad it got.
But were you with somebody else at the time? So it was just you and the kids.
Yeah. So, but yeah, that's the thing. I wasn't with anybody else. But having to make the decision of your child's father is in the streets. But knowing and remembering, oh, I remember how bad it got, and I'm seeing you going back. I'm seeing you go back there. I had to make the tough decision and say, you got to go. And you lived in the car for a little while, but you just, was hard. It was hard.
So how did your kids take that, right? Because I mean they're seeing this in real time. And man, dad went from living in the car to staying with us for 2 weeks. Now he's back to living in the like how did that hit them?
They wanted him gone because when he's off the meds, it's a very unhealthy place to be. And I'm like, yeah, I heard somebody say, don't go back to something you had to pray your way out of. So, but the point is, when you see your child's father living in the streets, you gotta feel something like, tugs at your heart a little bit. But I think, had I had somebody, and I'm living with the person, that's the man of the house. I'm gonna respect the man. If he's not comfortable with it,
Yeah,
that's hard.
that's a
What's your take on
situation.
this?
Well, again, as I'm reading this, a lot of men, even some women in the comments, was like, "Ain't no way, ain't it? Like you're the fact that you would even
He
ask me
asked, it's disrespectful.
is just crazy. Like that's diabolical." But
Nefarious.
I don't think that I could subscribe to that. I don't think I could be in agreeance to, hey, you know what? Her kid's father is down bad financially. He need to stay here. Listen, there's a lot of shelters out here. And I don't want to be the bad guy
You're
here,
not charity.
right? I don't want to be the bad guy here. But there's a lot of charities out there, and I'm gonna say this, and I'll probably get some flack for it, but I'm gonna say it anyway. I've always wondered why, and I've asked this question before in regards to homeless people. Have you burnt bridges with all your family? Like you can't go to anybody and say, "Hey, look, I just need to sleep on your couch."
Yeah.
Because why? Like, what have you done in life where you have burnt bridges with every single person in your life that can help you?
It couldn't be pride.
And it could be, but listen, if you're a grown person, put your damn pride to the side. Because, look, I can't be so prideful that I'm willing to sleep on the street.
A lot of people living in their cars still.
That's stupidity to me. I just don't. I don't. Can't see the logic in that. Mm-hmm. Because, look, I've been in bad situations. Right before I came back to Virginia and I was living in Atlanta and I just had my second son, I was sleeping on his mom's couch. And I was looking at the ceiling. It was one morning, I'm looking at the ceiling and I'm like, this can't be my life.
Yeah, you have to make that decision.
Like, this cannot be my life. And immediately, call my mother. I said, hey, look, I need a plane ticket to come back to Virginia. Now, not everybody has that, you know, they don't have that type of, you know, outlet or whatever. I get it. But look, if you show somebody that, hey, look, I'm looking to better myself, not just, hey, until I get it together. No. Well, when are you going to get it together?
You got to have a plan.
Like, you got to have some type of plan somehow. Yeah. So, again, even if you are on bad terms with people, hey, put that pride to the side. Mm-hmm. Apologize, whatever you need to do, because now I get it. You're going through some stuff. But what does that put your kids having to see you like that?
Yeah.
Because to me, that's crazy. Mm-hmm. That's crazy. So I don't think that I could. I don't think I could do it. Like, please don't ask me, can he come here and live? Like, nah, no. Definitely not.
I think it's disrespectful.
Definitely not.
Yeah.
Ain't gonna happen. But yeah. I just thought that was, like,
crazy. I'm surprised it only had 300 comments.
Listen, it had a lot of comments. But most of the people in there was like,
absolutely not.
Yeah, ain't no way. Don't even ask me nothing crazy like that. Now, it was a few people in there was like, oh, well, you know, you got to think about jobs, the other parent, and make sure that they're good for the kids. And, you know.
That's one thing I have learned. You can't always be nice.
Because, listen, I understand hard times. Mm-hmm. But when you put yourself there based on result of your bad mistakes and decisions, then look, what's to say that you won't be there in the next 3 to 6 months? Like, what has changed about you at this moment that if we do allow you to come stay here, is going to be any different?
Yeah, like, what is your plan?
So, yeah, I just thought that was an interesting topic that I saw, and it was crazy to see that. Just,
especially if you're married.
Yeah, especially if you're married. Like, how do you sit down with your spouse and say, hey, you remember my other parent? Yeah, can they live here? Like, what? You know what? I'm going to go ahead.
That's a hard one.
I gotta go take a drive.
No. I don't know. I think I would just stare like, is this serious right now? Is this a real question? You gotta be messing with me.
It happens.
I just think it's disrespectful.
It happens. So.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna ask you a question.
Hey. Anybody that's going through that situation?
You're asking all the questions here?
T's and P's. That's all I got for you. T's and P's. Thoughts and prayers. Thoughts and prayers. T's and P's.
Okay. Do you believe kids owe their parents anything when they grow up? Why or why not?
If my son, and I hope he's watching this right now, if my son gets drafted in the NBA.
Suddenly he owes him?
Listen. Look at me. My son gets drafted in the NBA. He definitely owes me. Definitely. But, you know, if he goes on to be a cybersecurity technician, he only owes me half. Only one half. But no, I listen. I don't think your kids owe you. Because I mean, you did what you did because that's what you had to do.
Yeah. And if they owe you, that means you self-imposed that debt on them. Did they agree to that?
I mean, we can get in the weeds about how a lot of parents are leaving their kids with debt. But that's another crazy situation. Like, a lot of parents leaving here and they're leaving their kids with a bunch of debt. But I don't think that they owe me anything. The only thing that I would say is just, like, remember me. Because, and the reason I say that is, there was this thing about how young men were, like, they were getting drafted or they were doing something spectacular, and then they go up and they have an interview, and the first thing they say was, "Oh, I'd like to thank God and then thank my mom." Like, oh, whoa, wait a minute. You act like I didn't have a part to play in this. Like we weren't out there working out until, you know, 12, 1 o'clock in the morning. Like, I wasn't taking you to games and I wasn't doing, like, you know, so it's.
Why does that happen?
Listen, a boy's love for his mother is untapped. It's undeniable. It's,
but to, like, not remember that?
I don't think it's not remember, but it's not included. Like, and sometimes you'll get like, oh yeah, I want to thank my mom, I want to thank my dad, you know. But
mom still goes first on that
mom
list.
Still goes first, right?
That's
mom
crazy.
Still
goes first. That's crazy.
And I think, you know, dads have a major part to play. They have a hand in the growth and development and a lot of the sacrifice and things of that nature. But again, that would be, again, my thing, that you don't owe me anything.
Yeah.
Because you didn't ask to be here. I brought you into the world. I made the decision to take care of you and provide for you in the manner that you needed it. And I helped you get to a space, and like, that's enough for me. Just show the appreciation.
Yeah,
that's all I ask for. Show the appreciation.
Do you remember when we were teaching the class? I think it was in the book. There was an anecdote of a kid who sued his parents for bringing him into the world.
Right.
Because now he has to work and suffer and go through trials and tribulations. Like, I didn't ask to be here.
I did. You know, which is why. You know, when kids get upset at their parents, it's almost like, well, granted, you didn't ask to be here, but neither did they.
That's true.
They didn't ask to be here either.
None of us asked to be here.
None of us asked to be here.
But we're here now.
But we were trusted with what we have while we're here.
Yeah.
So it's doing the best that they can.
Mm-hmm.
That's
knowledge that they have.
Doing the best that they can. Now, granted, could they do more? Of course, probably. But you gotta understand. And this is what we talk about when, like, we always talk about this buzzword, this generational stuff, like generational wealth, generational, you know, legacy, and all that stuff, right? But
good words, gotta love it.
You know.
Yeah.
But there's a generation of trauma that's passed down.
Where we don't talk about that.
We don't talk about that.
Because we don't pass on traumas.
How many times have you asked your parents, well, how did you grow up with your parents? And how did their parents grow up with their parents?
A lot because of trauma.
That's generational. You see what was before you, the example that was set before you. That's what you use.
Generational patterns.
That's a good one. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I just think that, again.
And it's not easy to break. You get the side of, like,
it's not easy to get away from.
Because what it takes, you have to be different.
Very much so.
Very different.
Very much so. But, you You know, that's just kind of where we are.
Yeah, I mean, I think that even the word tells us to not. I think it's the word enrage. It's not that word. So don't piss off your kids to the point where they resent you. And I think that if we maintain a healthy relationship with them in their younger years, the honor and respect when you become an elder will be the byproduct of it. Because it's like, you know what? I want to honor my mama. I want to honor my dad. That's a byproduct.
Absolutely.
It's versus, I don't want nothing to do with you.
And you hear that sometimes. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't want nothing to do with my parents. Like, what? It's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Cut ties, sever ties, burn the bridges.
It's a different world in this parenting space.
Mm. Different world. What's crazy is you hear the stories then, people sitting at the nursing home, call my son or my daughter, and they're like, oh, well.
Or you get the son or daughter that drops their parent at the nursing home and never comes back. Mm. Don't visit them. Don't make sure they're good.
It's forgotten.
Just completely forgotten.
Could please don't do that to me, kids. No. Yeah, I'm gonna be that. I already know I'm gonna be that really old lady. It's gonna be very independent.
Say,
wife.
Life is tough.
Yes, it is.
How tough it can get. Life is tough. But definitely some great topics. Definitely a great show. I always enjoy sharing this space. Hopefully you guys got some value from this. Hopefully this was helpful in some kind of way. It was relatable to you. Hey, we'd love to know what was your favorite topic tonight. All right, we'd love to know what did you take away from this. And also, if you got any topics that you would like discussed or hear discussed here, make sure you drop us a comment.
Yes.
And subscribe. Hit the notification. Subscribe, please.
And comment.
Yes.
Yo, we're almost at 10.
Almost at 10. Next episode would be in double digits.
Isn't it crazy, though?
You know, I'm just riding the wave.
Yeah.
I'm riding the wave.
I'm excited for what is to come because, you know, we sat down the first time. We talked about it, kind of, you know, and then we got involved in the class and just kind of forget about it a little bit. And then it's like, oh, snap, we're doing this thing.
Yeah.
Figuring it out along the way.
And being consistent.
Yes, we have.
That's really, really a major key. Been very consistent. I was looking at stuff the other day, man. Like, we're like over 10,000 views.
Mm-hmm.
So people are watching. Doing... Eyeballs are watching.
Yeah. So, I want to say thank you in front of the people.
Definitely appreciate you.
Yeah.
Continue to join us. You know, we drop new episodes every week. So. We'll definitely be bringing you more content to help you really build that connection and strengthen a relationship at home. One conversation at a time.
So I'm good.
She got it. But no, man, we definitely appreciate you guys. This is us from Parenting Next Gen Show signing off.
Yep.
See you guys on the next one.
On the 10th one. Peace.